Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your morning news from Saturday, September 10th. The federal conservatives are moving ahead with announcing their next leader, but in a different way. According to media reports, following the Queen's death this week, the Tories' leadership election organizing committee said it would look for ways to announce the results in a respectful manner. Committee Chair Ian Brody confirmed the event in Ottawa will go ahead today, but with a revised program that reflects on the death. The party is now planning to open the event with a tribute to the Queen, and it acts elements that would create a festive atmosphere, such as confetti guns. Meanwhile, Bruce Gray Owen Sound MP Alex Ruff has issued his own statement following the Queen's death. Ruff says she was a remarkable leader and person, as her empathy, leadership, and devotion were unparalleled. He adds the fact that she was the monarch for over 70 years is unmatched in any modern monarchy and will likely never be equaled. King Charles III is going to be proclaimed Canada's new head of state at an ascension ceremony at Rideau Hall this morning. According to media reports, this comes as the federal government rolls out a series of events to commemorate the legacy of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. The date of Canada's national commemoration ceremony for the Queen is also up in the air, as officials wait for confirmation when her state funeral will be held in London. South Bruce OPP say they are investigating a fatal collision along Highway 21 in Kincardine. Police say officers responded to the crash involving a pickup truck and a bicycle. The cyclist later died in hospital. While the investigation is ongoing, Highway 21 is closed between Concession 7 and 9 for the time being. Anyone with info is to call the OPP or Crime Stoppers. The Owen Sound Fall Fair is going today in the city at Victoria Park. Tickets are $25 at the door, and the events today will feature antique tractor pulls starting at 10 a.m. There will also be barbecue, a craft and vendor market, and medieval night show. There's a fundraising effort underway to repair the Cenotaph and War Memorial mural in Wyarton, and the Legion is hosting a big event for it today. Local Legion fundraising chair and veteran Dan Lisk says the mural needs updating.
It's fallen in half. The mural's disintegrated on the wall. And it's causing a lot of damage to the building that it's attached to.
The Wyarton Legion is hosting live music and a fish fry to raise money for the mural and Cenotaph project. At 8 p.m., there will be a big 50-50 raffle. Raffle tickets are $10 each, and you can buy them at numerous businesses in Wyarton. And Canada has lost 40,000 jobs in August, the third monthly decline in a row. According to media reports, StatsCan data shows this loss also pushed up the jobless rate by half a percentage point to 5.4%. Economists have been expecting the economy to add between 10,000 and 15,000 jobs during the month, but August numbers bring the three-month tally of losses to more than 100,000 since May. Most of the job losses came from two sectors, 28,000 in construction and almost 50,000 gone in education. Taking a look at sports, in the MLB, the Jays beat Texas 4-3, and in the CFL, Montreal beat BC 31-10. You can find more sports over on the Gray Bruce Reed Max Realty Sports page.